Hello, friends, and good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio and Television with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, 1150 a.m., just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on Out of This World information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of my program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a much better place. During the first hour, I interviewed a fascinating man named Dr. Angel Luis Fernandez and Eric Von Doniggen, who's one of the world's most famous UFO researchers. During this second part of the program, I'll be discussing two upcoming conferences with a wonderful gentleman named Scott Lemriel. The two conferences are the Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, from June 10th to the 13th, 2016, and the Dreamers Conference in Helsinki, Finland, from May 12th to the 15th. The website for the Galactic Wisdom Conference is www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and the website for the Dreamers Conference in Finland is http://dreamers.fi/for Finland. But before we go to Scott, I want to make a special word of thanks to Diana Jones. She's a wonderful lady who her daughter did a wonderful science fair exhibit up in Snohomish, the elementary school in Snohomish, just north of Seattle, using the techniques of sending positive thoughts and negative thoughts to rice. And it turned out that her experiments verified what the Emoto Peace Project and the Emoto Office has done in Tokyo before, that when you send positive thoughts to rice, for example, or to water, with respect to the rice, they don't deteriorate. They last for a long, long, long time. But if you send negative thoughts and negative emotions to another bowl of rice, for example, or a jar of rice, the rice itself deteriorates and turns into this gray, into this black, ugly mess. She did that for her science fair exhibits last week on March 22nd, which is World Water Day. And I just want to thank her so much for doing that. That was amazing, just amazing. The other thing is that I did some more television interviews last night in Olympia at Thurston County Television with Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. Those worked out really well, and they will be placed up on YouTube and Vimeo this coming week. They'll also be aired on Channel 22, Comcast, here in the Puget Sound area. And next week I'll be giving you the information so you can certainly view that. Quickly, I also wanted to tell you some good news. I've been invited to visit the inner Earth and the city of Telos beneath Mount Shasta. Last August, in August of 2015, I was the keynote speaker at a UFO conference there. And early one morning, in the dream state, I was taken to Telos. It's a beautiful city. It's about 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta. And it has its own separate sun. I know this sounds like science fiction, but you'd have to be there to see it. It has its own central sun, and the city itself is a beautiful city. It's set on a series of like a mountainside with lots of forest around it. All the people there are telepathic, and they wear white robes, and they're actually remnants of, I'm told, what they told me, of a Lemurian civilization that's existed there since the time of Atlantis, which is about 12,000 to 12,500 years ago. Their main city is called Telos, and I was invited there last week during an interview I had with one of the people who live in Telos. That interview will be played sometime in the next couple of weeks. I need to do some editing. The messages that I got from them is that we are, in fact, embarking on a beautiful spiritual journey. That they also said that any talk of a World War III or Armageddon is complete nonsense, that the timeline has changed, and this planet is becoming a far better and much more harmonious place. As I'm saying this, there's a bunch of white light now coming into the studio. It is sunny out here in Seattle today, but there seems to be a lot more white light as I'm saying this, and that's always a sign from the angels and the higher forces that I'm on the right track with it. They gave me specific instructions on how to get there in the physical form, so probably this summer I will be going down there and visiting Telos. And once I do, I'll be happy to share with you the messages they give me. But it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm very excited. With that, I'd like to bring on my friend Scott Lemriel, coming to us live from the Los Angeles area today. Hello, Scott, are you there?
I sure am, Ted. Great. Pleasure to be on your show again.
Great. Well, it's always good to have you, Scott.
Thank you.
real quick background about you, Scott, that if people don't know about Scott, he's the author of a series of wonderful books called The Seres Agenda. That's spelled S-E-R-E-S, Agenda. He's been in face-to-face and telepathic contact with the Seres, which is part of the Galactic Alliance, for the past 55 years. And he has lots of interesting messages to give us. And the most important thing I wanted to tell you is that you'll all be able to meet him both here in the United States and in Europe, in Finland, if you're there. The Finnish conference is on, it's May 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th in Helsinki. And their website is http://dreamers.fi/for Finland. And then he'll also be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference here in Olympia, Washington, from June 10th through the 13th. At the website for that is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. This is not the site's currently under construction. There's going to be a lot more information on that probably within the week. But I wanted to tell you the first day is free. It's free psychic readings and free healing sessions. The second 2 days on June 11th and 12th is $197 if you register early before May 1st. After May 1st, it'll be $227. And finally, the last day of the conference on June 13th, Monday, will be a wonderful demonstration of what's called Hado Machines by Michiko Hayashi and her colleague, Dr. Yoshi of the Emoto office from Tokyo. Now, these Hado Machines are incredible devices. What you do is you put your hand on an electronic pad, and it'll read your both physical and spiritual condition, and then program water to a certain vibration, or what they call in Tokyo a hado, to cure almost any, help you deal with or cure almost any physical or physical condition. It's a wonderful diagnostic tool, and more information that will be on the website. But please mark that on your calendar. Again, if you register early, the cost is only $197 for Saturday and Sunday. There will be an additional charge of $97 for the hado machines on June 13th. I know there's a number of doctors and nurses who've been inquiring about that. You will be able to see the machines demonstrated there and purchase them as well. And with that, I'd like to bring on my friend Scott, and we'll talk about both the Galactic Wisdom Conference and the Dreamers Conference in Helsinki.
Now I'm looking forward to trying one of those machines myself.
Well, they're pretty amazing. I tried one last November when I was in Tokyo, and I put my hand on it. And the amazing thing is that the gentleman that did it didn't speak any English, and yet, through a translator, he told me that, I believe Michiko was translating, he said that I'd been under attack in the past from my aunt, which is true, and I had an old physical injury from knees, from a running accident with my knees, which did happen in 1986 it happened. And this is from a man who didn't know anything about me, and he read this chart off of this scan of my body. He said one of the things too. He said be careful not to drink too much coffee because it could cause internal problems later in life, not now, but later in life. And what he did is he programmed water. He put a bottle of water on this machine, and he programmed it in such a way, so he did the vibrations just right, so that. This was to help me. They have a wonderful success with it. It's a diagnostic tool. They, of course, make no guarantees that it will work, but they've had great success with it in Tokyo. If you can't come to the Galactic Wisdom Conference in June, you can always fly to Tokyo, but it's a long flight. I've been there before, and it's a lot cheaper and faster if you're here in the United States to come to Seattle. But anyway, Scott, I know you have a lot to say. You'll be both with the Galactic Wisdom Conference and also with the Dreamers Conference in Helsinki. The cost for that, as I understand it, with the organizers, is €60 a day, which is very reasonable. It works out about $150 for the 2 days
for the public. Yeah,
for the public for the 2 days. There'll also be 2 days of private discussions. Quickly, for the people at the Dreamers Conference in Finland, will be you, Scott. Will be me, Michiko. Good. And then there'll be a Michiko Hayashi with the Emoto Peace Project. Her website, if you want to find out more about her wonderful work, is www.emotopeaceproject.net. A wonderful gentleman named Emmanuel Eiter. He's a French spiritual director based in California. He's the director-producer of two award-winning films called Femme and Invocation. Another gentleman coming is, and I hope I pronounce his last name correctly, it's Vernon I should spell it, Masayezva, as a Hopi Indian tribal chief, chairman and elder. And his friend, Jerry Hanopa, is also a Hopi Indian shaman. Both live in Arizona, and they know Hopi Indian prophecies for the future. They'll both be attending that conference. Gerald Pollack will be there as well in Finland. He's based at the University of Washington in Seattle. And his book, Fourth Phase of Water, is a groundbreaking book on the fourth phase of water in addition to being liquid, solid, and vapor. He has also found that water has memory. Another scientist who will be there will be Irvin Laszlo, who's one of the world's most famous scientists. His new book, A New Map of Reality, will be published soon. His website is http://Irvin, ErvinLaszlo.com, Laszlo. Also, Emma Louise Hansen will be coming from Norway. She's a contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy. She says she's a queen, actually, from the Andromeda Galaxy, who volunteered to come to planet Earth to raise consciousness. She lives in Trondheim, Norway, and is in the process of writing a book on messages from the Andromedans. Tetsu Shiratori is a famous Japanese actor and film director. His latest films include Revival in Inori, Prayer, Conversation with Something Great. He was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer in 2007, and Tetsu decided then to practice every possible holistic medicine, including homeopathy, how to reading, and chai treatment, etc. He also experienced the power of prayer. And when other treatments didn't work, his friends and family prayed for him. And within a year, his cancer in his brain had completely disappeared. And he attributes that to the power of prayer. So that's how he ended up producing this film called Inori, or Prayer, The Conversation with Something Great. He's also bringing in a Russian shaman from Siberia. Several shamans will be coming in. Michelle Walling is an expert on starseeds. She'll be coming in from the United States. And also a Finnish UFO researcher called Heike Kulu, who will speak about the Roswell case and another interesting UFO case in Finland. For the Galactic Wisdom Conference, we have Scott Limriel, who's on the show right now. Randy Kramer, who's with the Secret Space Program. Randy was with the Secret Space Program and lived on Mars for 17 years. Yes, 17 years. And he has amazing, amazing things to say about what's going on in outer space. He said that, for example, there are approximately 7 million people living on Mars and another 5 million living on the dark side of the moon. Michiko Hayashi, I'm very fortunate to have her coming from the Emoto Peace Project, will be there. She'll be giving a presentation on Dr. Emoto's wonderful work and her work in distributing children's books to raise the vibration of children around the world through love and gratitude. Her colleague and friend, Dr. Yoshi, will also be there to demonstrate Hado machines on Monday, June 13th. Garnet Schultheiser, a famous Canadian psychic and medium, who has been in touch, he says, on the astral plane with Jesus and also Gaia, the Earth itself. Will be there, as well as he's also the author of a book called The Dance of Heavenly Bliss. Professor Jerry Pollack will be giving the key keynote speech for the conference on Saturday, June 11th. He's one of the world's most famous water scientists. I also intend to invite Eric Von Doniken by Skype for the conference as well. And we also hope to have some wonderful spiritual healers there as well. The first day, as I said, is free. The second 2 days is $197. And the third day will be a demonstration of these wonderful Hado machines that I know you've heard about. And with that, I'd like to bring my friend Scott on the line. I know you have lots to talk about, Scott.
Yeah, I wanted to share with everybody. I was at Ted's first conference that he sponsored last year in Seattle, and it was terrific. In my presentation, I brought to the awareness of people a special vibratory word and had the attendees work this with me to raise the vibration up enough so that much that has been, well, how else can I put it, intentionally suppressed in their subconscious can surface. And this is a process that begins a process that, once it starts, is irreversible. In other words, it's only benevolent, it's only good, begins to wake up a lot of people's higher faculties. So I'll be doing that there. And I'll be doing that in Finland. This was originally done in Norway back in October of 2014. And that presentation is on YouTube. If you just look up the series agenda on YouTube, you can watch what I do and how I present to people. That's available for people. My website's at paralleltime.com, just like you spell both words together. and people can explore the Sayre's agenda and the latest book I just published called The Emerald Doorway, book one of the Parallel Time Trilogy, which is, it reveals a great deal about the hidden ancient history of Earth and our solar system. So people will get a lot of value from that, I'm sure. I'm really excited to go to Finland, and Ted will be there. It's going to be a very special conference because the first 2 days involves all the people that Ted described working with each other about helping to bring about world transformation, uplifting change on this planet. And then what we share together for those 2 days will be presented to the public. And all of this will be for 2 days, and then all of this will be videotaped. And we have a great guy named Orion coming over there to videotape the events so that we can get those out in Utah and out to the world for people for their benefit after that conference is over. And then that will just dovetail right into Ted's conference, which I'm really excited about attending a second time, his Galactic Wisdom 2 conference in Washington in June. It's going to be a lot of fun. People will get a great deal of rewarding experiences from these events.
Now, one of the special things I want to share with you, Scott, is that when you and I attended the UFO conference in Mount Shasta last August of 2015, your friends from the Galactic Alliance were there, and they did show themselves. And you said that that we will those ships will be there, I assume.
Yes,
both for
but this happened in Mount Shasta conference as well.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It did happen there.
Yeah, there were a couple of people that these were a lot of volunteers that worked. It was out in the woods. It was in a beautiful location.
Right.
A rented, I won't say which religion, a camp that they used for camping. We rented the facility, and well, I didn't personally, but it was put on there. And when I was doing my presentation, it was a two-hour presentation. At the end of it, I mentioned something about the protection that was in Norway that would be provided in Seattle. It was at Ted's conference, and it'll be in Finland. It'll be at his conference again. It allows people to come to the conference in safety, experience an uplifting change that is irreversible, and be able to leave in safety. The only way a person can really understand this is to experience for themselves. Mm-hmm. At the end of my talk, I mentioned something about the ships that were hovering above the conference that were protecting it, three of them. Two of the people that worked in the kitchen happened to be outside listening to the speakers outside the glass doors. And when I said that, they looked up and the sky opened and three ships were sitting there hovering. They
amazing.
Saw them.
That's amazing, Scott. That
they is... were just to let them know this is real and they're being protected. And then they came running in after I got off the stage, and they came up to me all excited and told me about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share that with you. I think you're referring to that, aren't you, Ted?
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. And I just want to let people know that they will have, they're going to be there, which is really wonderful. And I've appreciated. I know you've been in touch with Ambassador Trelling on the with the Sayre's, and
yes.
He's provided me so much help, and I just appreciate him so much. Oh, he just popped in. He's here, actually. Here he is.
Yeah, Trelling's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
The Sayre's are human. They're a race that's not really known in the UFO communities yet. They're more mm-hmm. advanced than the Pleiades or mm-hmm. any of the other races people have heard about. They're the more ancient, most ancient race. They're human. But they're like 18 to 24, 25 feet tall.
Right.
They're very, very tall compared to us.
Right.
They mortalized their physical bodies over a billion years ago. They were responsible for seeding human and humanoid life that became space-faring races in many galaxies before they vanished. When I first got in contact with Trelling, it was a telepathic conversation because human beings on other planets can do this normally. They understand it. Human beings on Earth have had this intentionally shut down.
Right.
That's all reversible. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was writing this book, The Sayre's Agenda, Trelling came in and presented himself, and I had contact with him and then went on some journeys and stuff like that with him. Very loving, very kind. They never intrude in anybody's psyche or spiritual space,
mm-hmm.
but they do require that a person exercise their true free will,
mm-hmm.
which takes something more than people realize, a little courage, to ask for permission for very benevolent beings who have never been trapped on this planet to help us because they are in a process now of liberating this planet in a way that's going to be very, very unexpected for people here.
Sure.
Decision that was really made out in the galaxies amongst many races to change this place for the first time in galactic history.
Right.
So it was a shock for me, but uplifting to hear this and then go out and see it for myself. So my mission, my purpose is to connect people in a special way with this kind of energy, this primary omnipresent energy that we're all made of, and connect into that in a pure way so they can begin to have this awakening that they deserve. People really used to know how to look in the universe and know things for themselves, and they can't do that anymore. Most people can't.
Right.
So that needs to be turned back on in people. That will help transform this planet. So that's how I met Terrellian, and as you know, Ted, it's a telepathic connection that you have with him.
Right, exactly. Very benevolent. And I've seen pictures of him, too. There was an artist named Vesna, wonderful artist out of Croatia, who drew this beautiful, this really good picture of him. He's got blonde hair. And he says, correct me if I'm wrong, he says that's correct. He's 10,000 years old, but he doesn't look a day over 30, frankly.
Right.
Frankly.
He's actually
years.
Older than that, but that's okay.
That's
it gets
amazing.
To be pointless to speak in numbers with beings that are capable of doing that.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out, too, that normal human beings on many of the world systems that people on Earth have been kept from knowing about
live
at least 1,000 to 20,000 years. They're telepathic. They have photographic memories.
Mm-hmm.
They're human. They have a little bit larger eyes than we do.
Right.
But, you know, the way they live is so entirely different than what we have on this planet.
Sure, sure. I have to, if you don't mind, Ambassador Terrellian's laughing now when I'm thinking about this question, but do you know how many times he's been married in 10,000 years? Or how many children does he have?
I never asked him.
How many children does
he have? I never even asked him if he was married. I thought it was a bit of an intrusion, but I suppose if I asked, he'd tell me, you know.
Okay. Well, I hate to put him on the spot.
He's married, but not in the way we understand.
Okay, all right. Has he been with the same person for 10,000 years, or has he?
Oh, much longer than that.
My goodness, that's a long relationship.
Well, wow. If you're not bored, I mean, you don't throw away a good thing.
That's true. That's true. Because down here on this planet, we're lucky if we last 2 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of divorce rates are, 60%, probably higher.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide, actually.
And
people don't get along because they've been implanted.
This
is a subconscious misuse of extraterrestrial technology.
Sure.
That puts terror images in people, create a subconscious area, and then low frequencies can be used to manipulate people to stay angry and agitated and fearful of the deadly powers overseas, et cetera. This is how tyrants rule over people.
Right.
And fortunately, that's all reversible, but not by technology that's available on planet today for people.
Right.
So they have to get connected to it in a spiritual sense
and then
give out permission for beings that can help take them out of their bodies at night. They don't actually take you. You get out. People
Scott,
do anyway.
I hate to interrupt you, my friend, but we've only got a couple of minutes left. And for those who are, for example, in a dispute with someone, or they're in an argument with their girlfriend, boyfriend, or husband or wife, or business associate, I want them to try the Hue. And we've only got about a minute, or a little more than a minute left now, and I want to do this because it opens up your pineal gland, it brings you a lot of peace and serenity, and it's from the Galactic Alliance. So with that, since we're going off the air early today, I'd like to do that with you, Scott, and just to do that off the air and ask
if people send this out, they're going to be uplifted.
Okay.
Warm. Let's do it because they're going to experience it, what it does. It's not native to this planet, but it will help them tremendously.
Let's do it now.
Okay.
Here we go.
Take a breath and send it out in a comfortable tone or silently in your mind. Round whole tone. H-U.
Let's do it again.
You.
One more time.
You.
We have less than a minute left, and I want to repeat again the websites. It's for the Galactic Wisdom Conference. It's simply www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And the Dreamers Conference is simply dreamers.fi/for Finland. And the cost for the Dreamers Conference in Helsinki is €60 a day when it's open to the public on May 14th and 15th. And then the Galactic Wisdom Conference, the first day is free on June 10th. The second 2 days on June 11th and 12th at $197. And then if you want to see the Hado machines, that's an additional $97 on Monday, June 13th. If you register early before May 1st, you'll get this rate. Otherwise, after May 1st, the prices go up. If you need more information, please go to the website or send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I want to wish you a very happy weekend, Scott, and all my listeners around the world. On behalf of Out of This World Radio, thank you so much for joining me and trying to make this planet a better place through raising consciousness. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming on today.